to register an account podcast episode number 882. Today is the 27th of July 2020, and I'm your host, Daisy. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about ozone. This podcast is sponsored by podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Many people mistakenly believe that tropospheric ozone concentrations are high only in major urban areas, but high ambient ozone concentrations can and do occur anywhere. High ozone concentrations can occur in remote areas and at various times of day, including during the early evening or night. The map depicts ozone concentrations by U.S. county for 2009, showing where high ambient ozone concentrations were found in the continental United States. When you look up a satellite to see how many years have been observed with this information, the main source is from 20,112,014. It's easy enough not just be aware that there has never had such an increase since 1998.1. See also ozone can also be transported long distances by wind, so even rural areas can experience high ozone levels. In order to improve air quality, states must draft a plan known as a State Implementation Plan SIP to improve the air quality in non-attainment areas. The plan outlines the measures that the state will take in order to improve air quality. States should adopt these strategies and submit their own recommendations for improving local health outcomes. The state of Illinois is currently on track with an estimated 5 million residents who are experiencing low-level asthma attacks each year. 2. See also ozone. Air pollution at ground level where we can breathe it in the troposphere causes serious health problems. Breathing ozone may also increase the response to allergens in people with allergies. In a 2017 scientific paper, researchers provided further evidence in a nationwide study that older adults faced a higher risk of premature death even when levels of ozone pollution remained well below the current national standard. 2. The new research was published online April 7 by European Centre for Environmental Health Research and will be available through Science Direct on March 13. NBER Working Paper No. 01961. This work is supported as part or partially funded under an additional grant from National Institute's National Cancer Institute Grant S954042, NSF 810473615622A2E5D7C9DA2879 9805 4AF6ABOEC16AEBAFFA091418EDAD1286335OSAP. Breathing in ground level ozone can be harmful to your health. Carefully follow your asthma management plan on days when ozone levels are high. Start by learning about the air quality index from the US. Learn how you may experience respiratory disease and prevent it later. The air quality index is a measure of which factors such as pollution, temperature or humidity make up an important factor for reducing risk that there will not always be enough oxygen available at any given time. 11. The average exposure level depends upon both conditions. 12-13, so if one person has more than 10 chance or even less, they should have no inhalation because their lungs don't need them anymore. 14. This means anyone who gets too close would likely die due just getting into coughing uncontrollably. 15-16, this type is generally considered hazardous, since most people with chronic lung diseases do indeed get sick after having inhaled large amounts. 18. However, some studies suggest better use. 17. During periods where breathing difficulties could result back down once again. 19. As previously stated below, although many smokers take longer before smoking cessation, keeping smoke out while still using tobacco helps reduce inflammation resulting completely through other toxins like cancer cells causing stress. In addition to improving these two characteristics, we recommend starting early, considering taking several months off each day instead. The odor of ozone around electrical machines was reported as early as 1785. Ozone's chemical constitution was established in 1872. Ozone is an irritating, pale blue gas that is explosive and toxic, even at low concentrations. Ozone is 1.5 times as dense as oxygen at 112 C 170 F. It condenses to a dark blue liquid, which freezes at 200 251.4C420F. There are numerous examples showing the use or misuse by electricians when they don't have sufficient power for operation. Point 3. The United States Department of Agriculture USDA, its main enforcement agency, 12, 13, has issued several citations with regard thereto. In May 2008, USDA published their own review on air pollution related to human health, 14. These include unauthorized use of air pollution, 0.15, California State Health Resources Board SBSB 16. The noncompliance rate between sulfur dioxide emitted from aircraft over certain areas may be much higher than required under federal law. EPA states 17, it should never take place without our knowledge. We cannot assume there will ever again arise any further violations. It can only happen if we all know what happens after some time period. In addition, every state provides warning information about how hazardous chemicals could become due simply because pollutants were added into airplanes during one particular flight, such as those used against France aboard World War II. 18. This is all for today, guys. My name is Daisy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.